Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Well, Bill Belichick appeared to sidestep a PR nightmare last night. He issued a statement that, in short, told President Donald Trump, thanks but no thanks. Belichick announced he would not be traveling to Washington, D.C. to accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom, saying that the events of last week at the nation's capital factored into his choice. In other NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles have fired head coach Doug Peterson. In college football news, Alabama blew out Ohio State 52-24 to win the national championship for the 18th time in school history. Mac Jones threw for 464 yards and 5 touchdowns. Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith added 12 catches for 215 and 3 scores. It is Nick Saban's record 7th career title as a head coach.
Now, this is our 5th game in a row. From LSU to Arkansas to Florida to Notre Dame to here, and played 13 games, went undefeated. With all the disruption that we had in this season, I think there's quite a bit to write about when it comes to the legacy of a team.
The 7 career titles is a new record. Celtics game in Chicago tonight, postponed by the NBA. It is the 2nd straight game the Green have had moved due to the massive COVID protocols throughout the roster. The next game is tomorrow night at home against Orlando. The Dallas-New Orleans game also postponed after the Mavericks had 4 players test positive. Jason Tatum yesterday voted the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. The NBA Board of Governors will reportedly hold an emergency meeting today, but putting the season on pause is apparently not on the table. Instead, restricting player movement and roster expansion will be discussed. And the Bruins held one final team scrimmage yesterday. They open up the regular season Thursday night in New Jersey. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by South Shore Bank. Beatles Bank is using all of their PPP net proceeds to assist clients with monthly rent or mortgage payments. See if you qualify at southshorebankcommunityfund.com. Member FDIC, member DIF. I'm John Wallach of Boston Tone for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 6:30.
Maintaining a routine is important.
Don't blow it.
So when you want to keep up on Boston sports, be entertained and updated on the important info you need, you can listen to the Sports Hub on your smart speaker or the Sports Hub app.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, the great Philly Vincent. Phil Vincent shredding.
Of the band Cranston, named after the most rockin' city in Rhode Island.
It really is. If you put them all in a hat, the heaviest would always be Cranston. That'd be the thing weighing the thing down.
It's more jean shorts per capita than any other city in Rhode Island. So, yes, I would think that that is official. It is the capital of rock down there.
That's it. Someone should write a song about it. Phil Vincent, it's on you. You can watch us on twitch.tv. Get the Twitch app. You can subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Listen to our show live. Listen to the podcasts. All those things available for you right there. As the air gets colder, and I don't know what the deal is. And while you can answer this because you're older than me, is my genitalia is in a constant state of withdrawal, a constant state of withdrawal. And to the fact when I was I had to walk somewhere yesterday in the cold, and I had to keep pushing down to get enough elongation to not be discomfort or to not be worrisome.
You're in the water? Is this like almost like a cold water situation?
Yes, wow. Very okay. Cold water. It's a nub. It's an acorn.
Not to that extent. I haven't had that problem.
And I don't know if I'm just getting fatter and my fat is engulfing my...
It's pulling the taffy towards a different direction. Is
or it's just,
saying?
Yeah, it's enveloping my unit. But then I start thinking about people that are like really fat, and that's got to be a whole scene down there. I mean, that's got to be, I mean, when you, because, I mean, at a certain point, I mean, you get fat underneath your belly. I mean, you can get fat there. So I would imagine if you weigh, you know, 350 some odd pounds, 400 pounds, that the fat envelops your genitalia, your testicles, but your penis. It would just envelop the whole thing. So I don't know, because I can't figure it out. I'm putting on weight like you wouldn't believe, but I can't. I don't know what's going on.
But you're getting a suction type of deal. Like you're like
I don't know.
Rising from the ground is what you're saying.
Well, if everything was normal down there. And, you know, I was showing a little bit. It wouldn't be an issue, but for some reason, I'm in a constant state of nub.
Well, at least it helps with the Peloton, right? Didn't you say that was your biggest problem?
I'm afraid to get on the Peloton now because I'm afraid that if I do, it's going to be all going to do is think about what's going on down there.
You can't keep your mind off of it. Yeah. Even with Super Butt Rock guy that likes to do the
I'll never look at that man again. Slow. I'll never look at that man again. There's a guy that does Peloton that is the worst, and he's just in everything listeners have sent me just adds to the. Even my wife was like, I was like, there was some douche on Peloton, and she goes, "Was it so and so?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, that is him."
Does he use terms like he's like the lead singer of Hinder or something? Like, all right, it's time to rock and roll this bitch. Let's get going.
Well,
like. I mean, is that kind of, does he talk the talk too, or does he just have a butt rock playlist?
Well, no. He talks the talk. It was just a butt. I mean, because I like people that, I would like a guy that was just super into butt rock. That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. As I said, I had a guy at my gym who, when you had him, you knew it was butt rockapalooza, and it was fantastic. It was great.
Yeah. No. This is a guy that's in good shape and acts like it, and which you can't like butt rock. If you like butt rock, you got to, I mean, you can be strong.
You can be jacked, sure.
Yeah, but you can't be like, you know, like a pretty boy. And
you got to be like gym rat jacked, not like
And then like have a mullet or something. Not an ironic mullet. I shouldn't even say a mullet because everyone with a mullet now, it's ironic. You have to have like a bad hair, like a butt cut or something. But he, and like he did a, it was, so what I do is, what I like is they have these rides where it's seven zones. And so there's something called output, which is between your pace and resistance, and then it comes out with an output number. And so you'll have a 3 where it's easy ride, and then like a 5 is very difficult. So, and then you certain times in these rides. So that's what I go for. And this was like a classic rock ride, and I'm like, whatever. I don't even care what music they play, really. But he played 2 Grateful Dead songs.
Oh no,
The Doors.
Even, like, what Grateful Dead songs are upbeat enough?
They are all the same.
The Riders on the Storm.
Whatever song it is, it wasn't Break On
Roadhouse Blues or something. I mean, there's right. upbeat Doors songs.
No, it wasn't.
The Grateful Dead.
It wasn't really upbeat. So those are 2 terrible bands that he played, and then.
Let's go, guys. Come on. 2.5 miles left. Let's see if you can give me your all. All right. I see you out there, Fred Toucher. Come on. Let's move it. I just said your name. You're feeling pretty good about yourself.
Yeah.
Peloton, baby.
And then he did played like a Shinedown or whatever song, one of those bands. And it said, like, cut it or, like, cut. And then he went, like, he put his arms up, like, his hands up, you know, the way I'm doing it.
Oh,
and then he
God.
Goes, and then he made the scissors motion. And then he went and he looked back with, like, a smirk. And he wasn't joking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I thought he was going to smirk and then start, like, kind of, like, laughing to himself. But he just smirked and then, like, nodded his head, like, yeah, this
is cool.
It
seems to me that would be the best. Like, I would be,
but
like...
he's not, like, that guy. It's okay. Not... He's not, like, Danny McBride or something. He's real.
Okay. Oh, okay. But even then... Because, I mean, like, my guy every once in a while, when he was Butt Rock guy, like, when you hear the song, like, Countdown, you're almost done with... You're about to kick into the tough part of your reps. Be like, here we go. You guys ready? 4, 3, 2, let's go, mother... F-ers! And he would like yell at him like, oh my God, this is the best. I would sit there and just like wait for to see how cheesy can this guy get.
Well, you saw a picture, I forget the guy's name, but you saw pictures of this guy.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, and he's like posing around New York City with his like, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch Grateful Dead sweatshirt on. You're like, ew, you stink. With like filters on and whatever things that I have no idea how to run. This song's not even that bad.
No, that's because it's a hit. It's
yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, this song just exists. I mean, it doesn't offend me because at least they tried and it ends. Unlike their other songs that I've never heard the ending of. They all seem to just fade out. Like the guy doesn't let him ride. And good for you, Grateful Dead fans, for really buying those studio albums. They've all gone at least 200,000 copies. No one buys their studio records. No one cares about their music.
But no, but you're talking about it.
Yeah, he played one of those.
Like a Nickelback, like, sound-alike band.
There's a band called, okay, so I'll tell you not to look at this because it will ruin it, but there's this thing that Alternative Press does. Called This Band's Ruined, and they'll have a band on and they'll talk about a band they really like, but then they can't hear them anymore because of something.
Oh, sure.
And there's this band called The Dirty Nil that's out of Canada, and the guy's a big Nirvana fan, and he's like, I can't listen to Bleach anymore because when I first played it for a friend of mine, he was like, this sounds like Nickelback. And he's like, every time I hear it now, it's just Nickelback in my head.
Nirvana's like, Bleach?
Yeah, he's like, well, this is kind of like Nickelback. And he's like, woof.
That ruined it for him at that point.
It ruined him for him.
Well, I mean, listen, everyone knows Nirvana ripped off Nickelback years before Nickelback was around.
Or perhaps Nickelback just took little pieces from Bleach and said, we're going to make this our own.
Oh, that is the best.
Yeah, and now you can't listen to it anymore.
Just ruined it from that on out. You know what? It's always irrational things like that, too, that do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you can't listen to it anymore. And then and their singer's like a giant Weezer fan, and then he got into the whole... after Pinkerton stuff, and then he just kept going and going until I didn't know what he was talking about anymore. Things got too precise. He was looking for the perfect sound, not a mistake. And he's like, I gotta stop talking about it. So that was. This is Creed.
Of course.
Yeah, when I first started at 99X, this was playing. I'd never heard Creed, and I'm like, what gives?
I thought there's 2 bands that when I heard them, there used to be on the local radio station like a like a thing where they called Locals Only, where they would play like local bands, and usually most of them weren't very good. Mm. And I thought, first time I heard Creed and Days of the New, I thought they were just like local bands. Yeah. I was just like, all right, who are these guys? You know, all right, yeah, you know, somebody's, you know, girlfriend begs you to come and see this, you know, them play, and you're like, all right, fine, and you go and you leave. That's what I thought it was. And you listen to that Creed, like My Own Prison, like that's a crap song. Like that is like not even like I'll at least tell you that the other ones, as cheesy as they are, at least they're hooky. But like My Own Prison sucks. It's like not a good song, and that launched their career pretty much.
Yeah, his voice is just the worst. They, it's funny we were talking about this because Lockhart and I were talking about something, and I'm like, I don't remember because that's when I was having fun. From like 93 to 98, I'm a sports and cultural vacuum. I have no idea what's going on. In fact, I got all these Ozzie Smith cards, and there's like Ozzie Smith cards from like the early 90s. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't even, this is what Topps cards look like. I have no idea. And so when I got the job, and the kind of the ending of that is when I got the job at 99X, because, and then just being introduced to the station, and Creed's getting played every 2 hours, and they're this huge band, and I'm like, I was completely unaware of them. And there's some bands that you understand because they were just radio bands, and I didn't listen to the radio. But like all of a sudden, I'm introducing this band in front of 100,000 people, and I'm like, who the hell is this band?
You know,
who are these guys?
Scott Stapp has actually done everything right recently. Have you heard him in interviews? Like, he's wildly self-deprecating about Creed.
He doesn't have a lot of options.
He doesn't, but he's actually handling... Well, I mean, you could turn into the dude from Trapped and just fight everybody
insane.
On Twitter and go insane.
Well, he's gone insane. He's gone conspiracy, QAnon. I'm telling you, man, that's no joke. I have my friend who, my best friend who killed himself, that was the road he took, not to bring the room down, but when you start getting all, if you know someone who's all into conspiracy theories and going crazy,
they're
losing their minds for real. Like, or they could be. I shouldn't say crazy. They are, but they
just not to zigzag, because I mean, I've always that's a very, but I was just thinking the thing about Creed though is when you talk about those guys and like how long, you know, them being completely uncool has been or whatever. I guarantee you that the world is ready now for almost an ironic type of tour. Like if Creed and Limp Bizkit said we're going to go on tour,
I don't know about
them. They would play the Xfinity Center.
See, the thing is. Okay, I'll tell you why I think Creed could do it on their own. And why Limp Bizkit probably wouldn't work is that Creed, at its essence, is really just a kind of a bad rock band. But with songs that people really liked. So they can go out and play. I mean, what's the difference between them and the Eagles? You know, like, it's the same thing. So, but Limp Bizkit is such of that time that I don't know if people could go to a show and enjoy themselves at their age now.
I see. I think right about like the year, like in the early 2000s. Do you remember when all those hair metal tours started doing well? They packaged these bands together. I think that's where we are now with that, like new metal and even like the butt rock. I think that right now has become where people are like, screw it, who cares? I liked them at one point. Let's go see them.
But seeing Creed to people that like Creed would be fun. Seeing Limp Bizkit, I don't think that you'd like the music anymore.
Oh, but it would be hysterical, though.
Yeah,
like, that would be fun, because, I mean, there were a lot of people who liked Limp Bizkit back in the day.
I don't think that they listen to it now and go, this is good.
I think that there's a nostalgia part that gets everyone back. You know what I mean?
I think rap rock might be something that is not that way, but because I think that you age out of it anyway. Like, it would be weird to go see, like, if Minor Threat got back together, like, that's going to be fun. Like, that would just be, I mean, but I guess they could play the House of Blues and stuff, but I mean, it would just be weird. Like,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Like, sit there and go, wow.
Well, did Scott Stapp play the Whiskey Barrel? Like, up in, where is it? Like, north of the city? That's where I saw Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
The old Whiskey Barrel to put him out of business tour. Yeah, Haverhill. I think Stapp played there. I'm telling you, throw the guy a bone, get Creed on the road, bring Three Doors Down and Limp Bizkit. You're going to sell that place out.
See, Three Doors Down could play, but I don't think they were ever anyone's favorite band.
You see, nobody really liked them, but it's one of those things like, oh, okay, well, Three Doors Down's on it, too. They're kind of like a bonus. You got to package. It's like when Dokken would open for up, like, Poison. Like, people liked Poison. Nobody cared about Dokken. But like, oh, okay, Dokken's on the bill. You know, they would throw them in there. They'd throw them a bone. And it's about that time where people are just like, all right, who cares whether it's the music was lame? It was fun back in the day. Let's bring some memories back and do these package tours. Yeah, there is a market for it right now. I'm telling you, if they did that, somebody smart needs to unite these guys the way that Poison did back in the day. And, I mean, they made a ton of money touring.
Poison were fun.
Poison were very fun. But people would say Limp Bizkit was fun back in the day. People would say Rap Rock was fun.
I don't know. We'll see. I could be wrong. I would book a Creed show. I don't think I'd book a Limp Bizkit show right now. But I'm an old man.
Would I book a Limp Bizkit show?
Yeah! Yes, you would, Fred Durst. You're very thin now. All right. What is going on, Rich?
Well, Bill Belichick yesterday made a lot of people happy and one person very, very, very angry.
All right. We will be right back.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Drive home with Felger and Mass this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
You should do math with John. It's really something else. I said, okay, 95 The Sports Hub. I said 9 million people have been given the shot. And I'm like, there's 330 million people in the United States. And he goes, well, one out of every 333 people have gotten the shot.
Yeah,
and I go, what?
I know.
And then I go, no, it's more like one out of every 33 million people have gotten the shot. And then he goes, wait a second. And he goes, oh, yeah. He's like, so it's like 3%. And I go, 3%? I go, three out of 100 million, or three out of a million would be 3%.
Mm-hmm. Huh? No. So 9 million out of 300 million Americans, right? That's what we're looking at. So that would be like the same as... One tenth.
See?
One out of 33 million.
No.
Not one out of every 33 million people, because it would be one out of 10 if there are 100 million people. So it would be one out of a hundred, I guess.
Huh?
Yeah, because it was, one out of 10, three out of. Oh, Jesus.
So they don't feel so bad.
Because if the United States had 100 million people and 9 million, then that would be 1 out of 10. But it would be one-third of that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. What's
so
that?
It would be like a third out of 10.
Huh?
Does that make sense?
No.
All right?
No, you're way off.
No, it doesn't.
No. 10 million into 100 million is 1%.
Yeah.
300
million. No, it's not. 10 million, 100 million, million is 10%.
Out of 100 million is 1%.
Oh, yeah. 10%
at
100
million.
It's 10%.
Yeah.
Okay. So it would be
2.5%?
Like
3% of the population.
I said 3%.
Yeah.
2.5% then, so probably less.
Or 3.5%. It would be like, yeah, like 3%. It would be
3%. That's exactly what I said.
So 2.7%, because there's 333 million. So 2.7% have gotten the first shot.
I will admit I completely messed up the first figure, but I nailed the second one.
I mean, excuse me, Professor Brandon Merriweather, can you tell us?
$150 for the bag.
$150,
bitch.
We're going to give him $250. We're going to give him $200. I bring the $100, you bring it $100.
His $100 grand.
What?
He's right. Yeah, it's closer to $100.
We gonna get y'all $200.
Okay. $200. Mr. Merriweather. Professor Merriweather helping us out with the math there. Mm. Yeah, I think it's about 3%. If it's 9 million out of the 300 million people in America, that would be a close
330 over 330 million people.
Then that would be a little bit less. Then it would be like 2 something million, yes.
Yeah.
Which is not fast enough. I think we all agree that it's not fast enough.
It's supposed to be 20% by the end of the year, and they are obviously well below that mark. And this isn't even people who have been vaccinated twice, even though I do know people who have been vaccinated twice.
Me too, yeah. Some people at the very beginning, which, you know, but then, you know, the thing that they're trying to get done, or at least it's being talked about, is instead of holding back that second dose for the people who got the first one, go ahead and just start giving everyone the doses that you have.
What Biden wants to do.
Well, I know, but they believe that the manufacturing of the vaccine, that when it's time for those people to get their second one, it will be out there and it will be ready. That's the only risk that you take, is just in case it's not ready. Like, are you going to lose any kind of potency from the first one if you don't get your second one exactly 3 weeks afterwards?
I think you err on the side of getting people the shot. Nick, go ahead.
Guys, great show, but please don't ever try to do math again on the air.
I don't know.
That would be the worst.
That was brutal. That was brutal.
John had my head spinning.
It's my fault? How did that happen?
Because you were so wrong.
I see. John got it right. I got it right in the end.
You took a weird
So take
way.
That.
You said 1 out of 33 people.
I got that one wrong. And then I said 3%. And you're like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Kathy, hang on, go ahead.
It is like 1 out of 33 people. He's right.
All right, then. On fire is what I am.
If 10 million out of 330 million have gotten it, that would be 1 out of 33 people.
Well,
take that, Fred Toucher.
Let's talk bitches. It's $150 for the bag.
Is that true? Kathy, go ahead.
So I have been a math teacher for about 15 years, and I'm driving to work, screaming in the car. I think you finally got it. You did like 10 out of 30, or 1 out of 30 is where you needed to get to. So
Yes.
I just.
Well, at least you're going into work, Kathy. God bless you. You're going into work. You're the one. You're the one going into work. Thank you, Kathy. We appreciate it. You deserve more money.
Suddenly, I feel a lot better about myself after being humbled.
You have the glasses.
Damn right.
You
got
to live up to the reputation.
We could give the teachers more money, there'd be more incentive to go. Which is my I've always thought the teachers should be paid
more money anyway. Yeah,
I know. Absolutely. I've always been on the side. I think teachers are very underappreciated, and I think they should make much more money. I also do think that they should go to school. But that's my own thing.
Anyone who had to help homeschool kids from March to June fully realizes how much money they should be making.
We have a friend of ours that I'll tighten my lips. Very angry yesterday. Made me very angry yesterday. All right, go ahead, Rich. What's going on?
After it was announced Sunday night that Bill Belichick had been asked to come to the White House this Thursday by Donald Trump to accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom, Bill Belichick yesterday released a statement that basically said, "We are on to the next president." In a brief paragraph released last night by Bill, he wrote, quote, "Recently, I was offered the opportunity to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which I was flattered by out of respect for what the honor represents and the admiration for his prior recipients." He's a big Soupy Sales fan, I guess.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Lorne Michaels.
He likes Lorne Michaels. He said, subsequently,
big award. Yep.
The tragic events of last week occurred, and the decision has been made to not move forward with the award. Mm. Above all, I'm an American citizen with great reverence for our nation's values, freedom, and democracy. I also know that I represent my family and the New England Patriots team. One of the most rewarding things in my professional career took place in 2020 when, through great leadership within our team, conversations about social justice, equality, and human rights moved to the forefront and became actions. Continuing those efforts while remaining true to the people, team, and country I love, outweigh the benefits of any individual award. Okay, that statement is perfect. Like, that is a slam dunk. It would be one thing to simply say that you were going to pass on receiving the award, which would have been just fine enough. But to add that final part about how one of the most rewarding things was the conversations with his play, I mean, that just, it was absolutely perfect. Whoever wrote that, whether it's Bill or who otherwise, it was exactly what you needed to say.
He would get the team together. They would just, he'd go, guys, just take a seat anywhere on the mat. And he'd be like, let's rap. And he would just, like, who's first? Conversation stick. And they'd pass it around. Mm-hmm. You put something, you put the statement up, the full statement up on Facebook. And I saw there was a bunch of comments, Ridge. And I put, and I looked at the first comment. And in the comment said, as I'm disappointed by this, as someone who grew up in a military family, and all of a sudden I went, what does this have anything to do with the military in the least? This is in no way, shape, or form anywhere touching a military award. This is nothing in the least, you stupid idiots, you morons. I mean, not even there's a computer in front of you. Obviously, you're on Facebook. You couldn't Google what the Medal of Freedom is. It's a stupid award for president's friends. It was given to Elvis by Trump this year. Or 2 years ago. To Elvis, who's been dead for a very, very long time.
By the
to
way,
to Babe Ruth,
the people
who's
who
been dead for longer.
The people who are speaking out against that are in the minority, because the most of what I saw yesterday,
of course, well, yes, he had to, he could have accepted this. It's ridiculous.
There's no way you could do it.
He'd be insane. He'd be Devin Nunez, but who's insane?
But he went next level on this, Fred, and that's why I think this was so impressive, because he could have just turned it down. But the way it was written, it was like,
it's collateral damage for being offered the award. Because he was offered the award because Trump gives the awards to his allies and friends.
But that's not his fault. Like, that's not his fault that he got offered the award.
Well, he's obviously very close to the man, because that's the guys who are getting offered, except for Babe Ruth.
I don't know if Elvis was close to Donald Trump.
Elvis is cool.
Yeah, maybe but that's the case.
I don't know why Nixon didn't give Elvis the award, considering Nixon was down with Elvis.
One of my all-time favorite photos is Elvis as the drug czar shaking hands with Richard Nixon.
Didn't he give Nixon like a cool like sheriff's badge from Memphis or something?
He was the drug czar of America.
That's how serious they were taking the position.
I mean, it's like,
it's almost as serious as the drug czar now. Who's doing a bang up job? He had to distance himself from the award. He did, and he did what he had to do, which was what he did.
And players and ex players, they've been praising him as well for his decision, including Teddy Bruschi yesterday, who tweeted Bill's statement and said, "Proud to have played for this man."
Yeah.
And sentiment seems to be echoed as well. Well, maybe he can just give it to Curt Schilling now, because I'm sure he would accept.
I don't know. Schilling doesn't want to. Even Trump looks at Schilling and goes, "I can't do that.
I'll go. I'll be there on Tuesday.
Please,
I'll go.
That'd be awesome if Schilling gets it. Then maybe it would register to people how stupid this award is. I heard more people, "I don't know. I'd still accept it because." But I can't top. I'm from a military family. Oh, are you just like Ellen DeGeneres? I mean, what are you talking about? You've done not. And listen, I'm no expert on anything, but at least I Wikipedia'd what the award was. When Volin put it out, the first thing was, it doesn't matter who the president is. It turned out a Purple Heart. A Purple Heart is tangible. It's something that you've achieved.
Yes.
And by the way, it's completely on the president. The Medal of Freedom is completely the president. It's the president's choice solely alone based on how much they like you or like what you did. It's that individual's decision. Stupids. I mean, what are you, stupid?
It doesn't matter who the president is.
It entirely matters. It's their decision. There's not a caucus that meets. It's not Peter King's not in a room.
Right. There's no review board in a hotel.
It's a Lexington Hyatt. You know, going through reams of paper of your statistics. It's a president, and a president goes, "This guy's been loyal to me, and this guy's been nice to me."
Yeah,
and that's Trump just gave him to Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes. Or two lapdogs for him. And you want to be hunked in with those two morons? No. And when I say morons, I mean morons. Meaning that I vote both sides of the ticket. I don't like anyone too out of control. And I'll tell you this, is Nunez and Jordan are two absolute morons. But at least Jordan is just, I think, brain dead. Nunez is just a conniving prick, an evil person. Up there with Ted Cruz, who's the cooler.
Help. You know what I did last night? I was waiting for one of these White House insiders to tweet out that, because there was a story that came out yesterday that, you know, out of all the things going on right now, the thing that Trump was angriest about yesterday was that the PGA decided to pull their golf tournament from one of his properties.
Yep.
Like, that was a legitimate report. It was like the Washington Post that came out with that. And I kept thinking to myself, with all of this going on, there's going to be a report that he is losing his mind over Bill Belichick snubbing him on this.
Yeah. Like, It's too far down the ticket right now.
I don't know, man.
Because he loves golf. And so that, you know, that hits home. He loves golf.
I think you'd be surprised. I think a snubs like that, stick in his craw, I think that's something that took a good portion of his day yesterday. That he got snubbed by Belichick.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll play the other side here. Is there's a radio company who is a guy I know, sort of, made an edict that they are not allowed to talk about the election being stolen. And I think that that is very dangerous. I do not agree with that. If that's your thing and you want to say it, that's suppressing free speech, my friend. And you have to allow arguments that are not necessarily factual even.
Well, then you are against Donald Trump being taken off of Twitter, if that's the case. Because, once again, that is a, you know,
but that's
Twitter...
Okay, I'll tell you the difference.
Because that person does not have a right to speak on that radio station.
It's not a government right. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is this. Is the difference, in my opinion, between Twitter and... Twitter can do whatever they want. That's their thing. And if you don't like it, make another one. My thing is that you have hired these... Listen, if you're a DJ in Columbus doing middays at a soft rock station, I mean, who cares? I mean, if they told us it, I wouldn't particularly care. I think it would be a dangerous, slippery slope, and I would fight against it, but at the end of the day, it wouldn't affect how I do my job. But they hire these right-wing guys to bring in ratings, and the minute you start stifling what they can talk about, and you hired them to talk about these things.
If it incites what happened the other day?
I mean, it's...
Then the companies can be deemed liable.
I don't know
and
about
they're a
that.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, they're a private company.
I don't know. I think that it would be very difficult legally if someone's speaking in non-specifics in terms of you should go do this to hold them liable of anything. You know that. If I'm Ben Shapiro or whoever the hell it is, and I'm sitting here and I'm going, here's why I think the election was stolen. And then there's another thing at the Capitol. That's not my fault. I mean, I didn't...
Listen, there's a slippery slope, but I mean, both Twitter and this radio company are private companies and can...
They can put whatever guidelines they want. I understand that, but I don't think that they... I don't think the radio company should do that. I think that's a very dangerous thing to start telling... hosts that you hired to do their job, what they can and cannot talk about, and what opinions they can and cannot have. Twitter's their own business. Twitter's fine. I don't work for Twitter. If you tweet on it, you're using their service. But if I'm hired by a company to share my thoughts, I don't want them putting any guidelines out there. And I obey the government rules, and that's it. I'm surprised that you're not on that side. I'm surprised that you're for the censoring of their speech.
It's not the censoring. I think they have a right to do it. And I also think that if you're throwing falsehoods out there that incite violence, that's irresponsible.
Yeah, well, there's speaking in general terms, and then there's standing in front of a crowd in front of the Capitol and saying, go march on them. I'm very surprised.
No.
The whole thing started with them saying
that this was stolen and it wasn't.
You only like the free speech if you like what they say. I see.
That's not the free speech thing.
Do you think Nazis should be able to demonstrate?
Do I think Nazis should peacefully?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks, but sure.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's you. If somebody says something and your company allows this person to go on the air and incite violence,
you know the difference from inciting specific violence and talking in generalities. If I truly believe the election was stolen and I go in and talk about it, that's not inciting violence. If I say I'm having a rally at the Capitol and I go and talk in front of them and talk about marching onto the Capitol and that we have to fight and, you know, da-da-da-da-da, that's inciting violence.
You just talked about QAnon being dangerous and it causing your friend to commit suicide.
Yeah,
QAnon's... Would you be comfortable with someone going on the air and spitting out QAnon stuff?
That's not what made my friend kill himself. It's his own brain started going crazy and it was just a sign of him going crazy. It wasn't because of that. It would have been something else. And it wasn't even QAnon stuff. But if you're crazy, you'll find anything to latch onto. I'm just telling people to be careful.
And by the way, there's a bunch of companies pulling their money from anybody who spoke about saying that this was a fraudulent election. And that's also a business decision that these radio companies are making. So it's as much a business decision as anything.
I don't know about that. But
yeah, I mean, that they are. Like they are. These companies are literally pulling funding from these places that and candidates who have talked about this being a fraud. Like, it is a financial decision as well.
A candidate is different because they're actually making legislative decisions and they have a tangible effect on things. I think it's different for a radio host, but that's my I don't like them being told what they can and cannot say. But that's my opinion on the matter. All right, we will be back in just a moment.
Hey, everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app again. Use the code SportsHub. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball. Basketball terms.
Offer.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got to get the record player hooked up. Get my Diamond Dave Edelman smile going. I have a feeling rock music is coming back. I have a big feeling.
Why?
Bands are coming back. I'll tell you why. Is what I see online. What I see in social media. A lot of kids picking up instruments during quarantine.
I hope so. It's too easy to make music by yourself now. And there's none of the getting 4 to 5 people together in a room and just making loud music.
Well, it's just so much cooler. Like, even when you see Post Malone do Rooster and he's like, whatever, it's kind of embarrassing just because he's so earnest about it. It's kind of a joke. But just seeing Sorum and Slash and those guys, and you're like, oh, they're a rock band. And when you look in... I'll tell you what's the difference is that when I go down Instagram, like, you know how Instagram suggests things and and you scroll down? There's like a guy who makes beats that they keep suggesting to me. Mm-hmm. And it's so boring because he's just sitting there hitting a drum machine. And then you see these kids, they're like, in their teens, and they're, actually playing live with instruments and you say, well, that's entertaining. I'll watch that for a couple minutes.
Well, also, I mean, live music will always be better. I mean, live. Like rock bands will always be better live than rap artists. Rap artists will make up for it by having amazing light shows, but it's not as good. No, it's never as good.
I've seen them all. I've seen bands I love or groups I love. I've seen De La Soul. They were awful. I saw... the Beastie Boys are different because they have a whole thing happening.
But, and they've got a band, right?
Yeah, and they have...
And they play.
Partially, they have... Yeah, they have a band. And they're from that... punk rock background, so it's a lot different. Tribe Called Quest were terrible live.
I saw Public Enemy. They were awful. I've seen them a couple times. They're never good.
No, they're funny. Bad. The S1Ws are funny.
Well, they come out, when they first come out on stage, you're like, whoa, this is cool. Because they're all moving syncopated. And then you realize they have like two moves and they do them over and over. And you're like, okay, well, I get it. S1Ws, sure.
Right. Professor Griff's just out there. He doesn't like Jewish people. He's just
Had a horrible fear that I had gotten sick from, at one point, I was in the very front at a Public Enemy show and Flavor Flav was drinking out of Gatorade and he handed it to me and I drank out of it. Think of the stuff that has been in Flavor Flav's mouth.
Me and Perry Farrell. Perry Farrell and I shared a bottle of Jägermeister, and I said, whoopsie-daisies, that might not have been the best call.
Sure.
And I just waited around. I waited 1 hour, and I just said, if there's nothing kicks it in an hour, I'm okay.
Right. All of a sudden, your pants will sit in Arby's wondering what happened.
Or all of a sudden, I'm in a hospital in a straitjacket going, what did he put in my system? Yeah, that was the... Yeah, but I saw Eminem live. He was bad. I've seen them all. It's just too much to ask. It's too much to ask of a rap artist. Because people are like, LL Cool J and that Unplugged was so great. And then you look back at it and you go, ooh, that was not good at all.
Nope.
No.
I remember seeing that where you did Mama Said Knock You Out. That was awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
That does not translate to
awful,
nowadays.
Awful, awful, awful.
No.
Start screaming at the end of it. Terrible.
But these guys got smart. I think a lot of them realized that those shows were lacking, so they went all in on these amazing light shows. Like, if you see Kanye West, I mean, that dude has got, he's just spared no expense on making his stage show utterly
ridiculous.
Well,
he knows how hard it is to do a live rap show.
Yeah. You know, I have Kanye's first record, which I think is okay, and I don't really listen to him. And the Beastie Boys did a BBC New Year's Day brunch where they did 2 hours of music, other people's and their own, and the stuff they played by themselves was stuff I didn't like, of course, because that's what bands do. But they played, Mike D picked out a Kanye West song. I don't care for Kanye West. And I really would like to. I would like to know what all the fuss is about.
He's fine. I actually got the College Dropout. I'm not a huge rap fan, but that's the
College Dropout is the record
really good
that I like.
Yeah, that's a good album. And but you're right. I mean, I don't. I just know what he's been. I prefer his Sunday worship service music that he's been doing lately.
I love
where
gospel.
He dresses up and goes on a hill with all of his friends, and that's good stuff. And the only videos of it are through like a little peephole. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very arty.
I just know that his wife, or soon to be ex-wife, has got a major caboose. All right. We will be back. We're going to check in with Mr. Paul Feinbaum when we return. Absolutely. The national championship game was last night. And we can hear what the people from Paul Feinbaum have to say.
Hey, everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.